released. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. The Pentagon has made public footage of a Russian fighter jet encountering an American drone over the Black Sea.
European Command released video showing the Russian Su-27 fighter passing dangerously close to the U.S. MQ-9 Reaper drone, dumping fuel and ultimately striking the drone from the rear. Still show the propeller first intact, then damaged. Evidence that Russia's claim the fighter never hit the drone was one of many untrue statements from the Ministry of Defense. The Russian Navy wasted no time arriving at the spot where the U.S. drone crashed into the Black Sea about 75 miles southwest of Crimea. The U.S. has no ships in the Black Sea and has not called on allies to join the race to recover wreckage. But the U.S. says Russians have recovered nothing of value and steps were taken to protect U.S. information.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Kyiv. The White House says it has no intention of causing conflict with Russia. And the White House says it's monitoring the effect on possible national security risk of video sharing app TikTok.
We have expressed concerns over China's potential use of software platforms that could endanger or threaten America's safety and their national security. So that is the president's concern.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. Some lawmakers have suggested banning TikTok. Jean-Pierre says the administration is behind the legislation that would stop foreign governments from exploiting security through technology. China says the app is not a threat. California's infamous San Quentin prison, that's been home to the largest death row population in the United States, will be transformed into a lockup where less dangerous prisoners will receive education, training, and rehabilitation. Governor Gavin Newsom made the announcement today. The nearly 700 inmates serving death sentences will be moved elsewhere. Newsom announced a moratorium on executions in 2016. No inmate has been put to death in California since 2006. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Another state has banned transgender medical care for minors.
Starting today in Florida, physicians and other medical providers are not allowed to provide hormone treatment to minors for the purpose of preventing puberty, nor provide sex reassignment surgeries to them. The ban comes as a rule from the state medical board, and doctors who violate it can face disciplinary actions, including fines and the loss of their licenses to practice medicine. Florida state legislators are expected to codify the ban into law, and Governor Ron DeSantis is expected to sign it. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Also in Florida, legislation that would ban abortions after 6 weeks is advancing. The proposal is moving along while a 15-week abortion ban signed into law by Republican Governor DeSantis last year is still being challenged. The new proposal would only go into effect if the current law is upheld and would make it a crime to provide an abortion past 6 weeks. Fewer Americans applied for unemployment assistance last week.
Applications for initial jobless claims for the week ending March 11th fell to 192,000 from 212,000 the previous week. The four-week moving average of claims also falling to 196,500, remaining below the 200,000 threshold for the eighth straight week. The labor market continues to thrive despite the Federal Reserve's efforts to cool the economy and tamp down inflation. However, layoffs have been mounting in the technology sector. Facebook parent Meta earlier this week slashing another 10,000 jobs and also saying it will not fill 5,000 open positions. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
The average long-term mortgage inched back down this week after five straight weeks of increases. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac reports the average on the benchmark 30-year rate slid back to 6.6% from 6.73% last week. I'm Lee Silicera. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.